Welcome back to the Mining Pod. We have a different show this week. We're actually breaking a little bit of news. Andre De La Torre is coming on to talk about his new Stratum V2 base pool called Demand. They are launching it as of today, Monday, November 27th. We had him on to discuss the launch of the pool, the motivations for implementing Stratum V2, what it means within the current layout of different pools in the ecosystem, and lastly, what it means for Bitcoin's censorship resistance.
Did you know that you can make more money by merge mining other networks? Check out makemoremoneymining.com for information on BIPs 300 and 301, a proposal to bring more revenue to Bitcoin miners through sidechains and merge mining called drive chains. Increase your mining revenues and learn more about participating in Bitcoin governance by visiting makemoremoneymining.com. Are you a miner who wants to activate Bitcoin improvements? Check out activation.watch. See what Bitcoin improvements the Bitcoin community, developers, and miners are considering and show support by signaling for one of many BIPs up for consideration. Activation.watch.
Is your mining operation happening ready? Take control of your own future with the right energy strategy. Linkcoin Energy Trading Platform is a tool used by miners to design, monitor, and seamlessly orchestrate sophisticated energy strategies within electricity markets such as ERCOT, New York, and PJM. Avoid penalties, participate in demand response programs, and capture hundreds of thousands of dollars per megawatt per year by deploying the right block and index strategy. Secure your competitive edge at linkcoin.com.
Are you a retail or institutional investor interested in Bitcoin mining companies? The Miner Mag brings you free data and analysis from all major NASDAQ-listed Bitcoin mining operations to know who stands out. Check out visualized metrics and data-dependent stories at theminermag.com.
Welcome back to the Mining Pod. Alejandro De La Torre nailed it on the podcast. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing very well. Lots of work these last couple of days, but I like to work, so.
And that is why we're here, because you have an announcement for the Bitcoin mining community. So I'll give you the grand stage for that. What have you been working on?
I've been working on Stratum version 2 pool built from the ground up, Stratum version 2. This is something I've been pushing for years now, and since it seems not many people were integrating it or many pool operators were doing it, I decided to do it myself.
Congrats. So let's go through it.
It's going to be called Demand, and it's coming out on the 27th, so today. It's the first service/product is a solo pool. And later on, it's already being worked on, where we will release the normal, full-fleshed out pool.
So another Bitcoin mining pool enters the mix. And this one has a fully working Stratum V2. So essentially, that means that you have the ability to build a template for the Bitcoin miner itself and on the pool level, and then include transactions into the block from the miner directly, not just the pool making those selections, which is actually great timing for this to be launching, because as we saw last week, and you and I were kind of chatting about this in DMs on Twitter, F2 pool went ahead and was filtering transactions, right? Like, because of OFAC compliance, or they're trying to be OFAC compliant. And there was a lot of pushback in Bitcoiners on that topic. And so they actually took that filter back out. But it points towards the need for something like this to be live and functioning. So let's go through this a little bit more in depth, talking with Stratum V2 to begin. What are some of the features that you guys are including in this pool from Stratum? Again, Stratum V2, actually, I'll just hand over to you. What is Stratum V2? And then what kind of features have you guys put into your Bitcoin pool from that protocol?
Right. So one of the most important feature that we're going to be included in the pool, which is the Stratum V2 feature, is that the miners will be able to choose their own transaction sets, basically build their own block template. This lessens the power of the pool, of our pool. We won't be able to censor transactions, essentially. The miners themselves, all across the globe, will be able to build their own block template. And this is a very strong decentralization feature that is very much needed in the industry. We're bringing it to the industry. Again, I think with the current events going on with F2 pool, doing the OFAC compliance censor transaction or censoring of those transactions, we see that this is extremely needed in this industry. We it's time now to create decentralization on the protocol level, and take that power away from that pool. It opens up a whole new paradigm in Bitcoin mining, I feel, and this is just the first step, right? I feel that eventually all the pools will be using Stratum V2, but and you know, the pool of demand is going to be the first one doing this, and I hope that many other pools follow us in this endeavor.
I hope so as well. Let's talk about Stratum V2 and the pool level. So Brains seems to have some implementations of this on their Brains OS software. So I think you have to be running both the software and be a part of the pool to be able to use it. I don't know if the full job negotiation function is within Brains right now. Tell me a little bit about the landscape for Stratum V2 as regarding other pools that are out there right now.
So Brains, they've been doing a good job always. I've always been a fan. However, they don't have a fully fleshed out SV2. They have some good features on there that are SV2, but the block template creation is not on Brains pool, and that is, I think, in my opinion, the most important feature to help to continue decentralization of Bitcoin mining. The block template is not the only feature that SV2 brings to the table. We have, for example, right now SV1 man in the middle attacks on the Bitcoin mining network are possible. That won't be possible with SV2, or it will be extremely, extremely much more difficult. The reason being is that it's end-to-end encrypted, the data. So the miner and the pool have end-to-end encryption. This will mitigate man in the middle attacks to a very large extent. We actually have a story about that. And back in the day, I used to be vice president of Poolin, which was a large mining pool back in the day, still around. And we had once a cash poisoning attack being pushed by the China Telecom, which is what the whole entire Chinese network runs on in China, which essentially took all the pools that were based in China offline. And this is only possible because it was SV1 and the data between the miner and the pool was encrypted. However, now with SV2, this can help mitigate that those sorts of attacks from happening. And it's not only the Chinese government or the Chinese telecom that could do something like this. It could be any government or corporation that could be watching the network and understanding, hey, this is mining. So it's a very important feature to have in the protocol level again. Another very important feature that SV2 brings to the table and that I'm very happy to push forward in the industry is that it essentially eliminates empty blocks. How does it do that? SV2 sends future jobs to the miners with the transaction sets already included. SV1 sends future jobs to miners without the transaction, and that's why you sometimes see empty blocks being mined. That's the only reason. Now SV2, that's a thing in the past. Empty blocks are not good for the ecosystem, as we all know. We want transactions in the blocks. That's the whole point, right? So, that's eliminated. Empty blocks will be a thing of the past. Another feature that is definitely a very strong feature is the changing of all the JSON RPCs to binary, right? This is going to help bandwidth consumption in the miner level, the mining farm level. It's going to help server CPU loads, and ultimately, it's going to help with latency. This is going to bring this is going to open up a whole new, I am excited to see what type of things we can see with this better bandwidth usage and less latency. We'll be able to see, I think, a lot of new cool features there.
Love it. Okay, let's go through like the job template part, because that's like the most interesting thing to me. And of course, you mentioned a few other parts there that are Very important. I'll push people towards some writing. I believe it's actually on the Brains blog, because I think Brains worked with Matt Corallo and a few other Bitcoin developers to get the Stratum V2 protocol sort of off the ground. So I'll link that in the show notes. But let's talk about like the job template part. I think that's an interesting thing in terms of like network decentralization. And we have seen this somewhat in the Ethereum ecosystem, where they've sort of been breaking apart different tasks within the consensus layer, and then also within the execution layer of the miners and validators and so forth within like these two different ecosystems. So in Bitcoin, we have these miners, right, who they're hashing away, they're making work shares, and they're sending to the pool. And then the pool organizes those, gives them a corresponding Bitcoin reward for the amount of shares. They create a block template and they fill it with transactions. And when they hit the golden nouns, they, you know, throw that to the network and hopefully that gets landed at the tip of the chain. In Stratum V2, how does this change a little bit? Like, what does it look for on the mining side? How are they creating this template? How are they selecting transactions? And what is the role of the pool here now once we have SV2 off the ground?
Well, it's a very simple answer, Will. It's the pool has no power there, right? The block template will be created on the miner level. And the transaction sets are given to the miners through Bitcoin Core. So it's just the way that Bitcoin Core works. But it removes the power from the pools, to basically create and add the transaction sets to the block. That's a hugely powerful feature because, it's not only decentralization aspects of that, but it's also in the future, there is already a lot of regulatory pushback on pools. So if that feature is on a protocol level where we can't, as a pool operator, we can't do anything about it, it's going to help push forward the ethos, our ethos of Bitcoin, which is, censorship, the ethos of censorship resistance. It's going to be live and well. It's an extremely important feature. I think we have to push back as a community, and have to always continuously search for new ways to put a lot of these censorship resistant features onto the protocols, onto a protocol level. SV2 does this. The narrative is alive and well with SV2.
Let's talk about like why other people haven't done this to date. So we mentioned like Brains has like partially working implementation. I don't think everything is quite there, but other pools haven't done that. Why is that? Why have pools not pursued this strategy? Like, certainly there's enough developer talent and interest in this in the Bitcoin community to get this across the finish line. But I mean, you kind of took this upon yourself, and to my understanding, you're working with one other developer to get this done. Why haven't more people been working on this?
That's a good question. So I'm working with Filippo Merli, who was the lead developer of the SRI, so the open source Stratum V2 implementation. He's now working with Demand, working with me as co-founder. Very happy to have him on board. I think a lot of the work was done by the SRI team, and recently it's been released. So I think the answer is I think there's two answers to this. One is that I feel Stratum V2 was the open source working implementation wasn't available for most pools. Now it is, with the SRI effort. And number two is that a lot of pools are running along just fine with SV1, right? Like, in terms of why rock the boat if the boat's working fine? Essentially, but I think we've gotten to the point where that boat is no longer working fine, because we're seeing pushback, and we're seeing pools already doing pushback in terms of regulatory efforts from regulatory bodies, and also just mining pools censoring themselves. So it's extremely important now to push forward this new working protocol. I'm happy to be the first one to do it, and you know, it's gonna be a challenging future, but I think ultimately the plan and the goal is to have all the pools move to SV2. That is what I want. That's more or less the overarching goal of this whole entire effort, is to get everyone to move to SV2. This is why I need the community behind behind us in that. If you're a miner and you understand that that what SV2 brings to the table, all the great features that I mentioned earlier, but most importantly that the block template is created by the miner. If you are a supporter of that, join my pool. But if you don't want to, push your pool to integrate SV2. That's what you need to do as a miner. You have to push forward protocol level change of that is censorship resistant.
Okay, let's talk about like the more practical part of this. So we have this round V2 aspect, which is huge for the protocol part and how like the pool and miners speak to the Bitcoin network and some of those features of decentralization. But from the standpoint of miners interacting with this, it is a solo pool, which does decrease the chances of winning reward. If you're working on a normal pool, you are able to like kind of aggregate your hash rate and get a reward out of that. But by doing a solo pool, you're basically just entering directly into the lottery. You guys are launching as a solo pool now with the plan of moving forward into a more simple pool structure. Tell me a little bit about like those plans to grow from there.
Sure. So we're coming out with the solo pool first because we felt that was something that we could attain in a relatively short amount of time. The normal pool is being built already, and that's going to be coming out very soon. Please stay tuned for that. But the solo pool for us is a very important service that we're going to provide to the Bitcoin mining industry, the ecosystem, the community, because, it's not only decentralization through protocol level, but we also require decentralization through hash rate level. So the solo pool is there to help the home miner, to help the small, very small operators that want to give it a go in mining. I think it's a very important, it's critical for the ecosystem to have these small home miners, these small scaled miners trying to find a block and giving their hash rate to secure the network. We have an extra feature on the solo pool, which is called hash rate demand. And what that will do is that will take we will have a hash rate marketplace integration with Wrigley, a hash rate marketplace. We will sell the hash rate of the solo miners on the hash rate marketplace, which will give in turn much more bang for the hash rate, as I like to say. So a little bit more money for the hash rate than otherwise they would make with just solo mining. So the idea behind the solo mining hash rate demand system is to build demand for hash rate. We will continuously look for ways to sell hash rate from our miners through various ways, various partnerships, various integrations and whatnot. Because ultimately, if a home miner is making some money selling their hash rate through us, then that's great, because that's going to distribute hash rate across the globe. It's going to allow the smaller guys to make some money and ultimately decentralize Bitcoin mining even further.
Love it. What is the practical next steps from a development perspective to get like the full pool launched? I say that with some context for listeners that last year, I guess it was end of 2022, in mid 2023, we had two instances of pools failing. So Titan Pool had some rough luck, and then they also were paying out full pays per share. And so they had a mismatch on their balance sheet. And then we also had another pool this last summer, which I'm blanking on right now. You might remember the name. And they also went to 0% fees. Yeah, that's right. And they had 0% fees. It just like didn't go so well. Pools, I think a lot of people look at it and are like, oh, it's kind of like an easy game. You just set up a server. But it's not. Like you have like this mismatch of assets all the time that you have to handle. So how are you thinking about that going into the next phase for this pool?
That's a very tough question. And it's something that we are always working, always discussing, and always brainstorming. We will ultimately provide PPLNS, pay per last and share. And we will be including other payment methods to the pool. There are various strategies that you can do as a pool operator or take. It's not FPPS is a tough payment system because you have to always pay out your miners no matter what. So that can be a very, very, very very tricky payment system, as we can see by these two. And Titan and Pega are not the only ones. There's a lot of other pools who were very high up in the global hash rate pool race, and they had just bad luck back to back, which hurt them, tremendously. So FPPS is a topic that I feel like the mining industry is beginning to take notice that FPPS has its drawbacks. You're gonna have to wait and see what type of payment systems. We will come out with PPLNS. The other payment systems are gonna have to wait and see for that.
Love it. Okay, last question for you, and this might actually take a little bit to unwind, is we are seeing an uptick in calls for censorship on Bitcoin and other networks. Governments are definitely getting more involved. Obviously, the Tornado Cash thing from last August is probably the most pertinent example, where the government immediately reaching into the Ethereum network and saying, like, you cannot interact with this address. They put most of the developers working on that project, or the high-level developers, in jail or have charges against them. Not a great look. We've seen in the past some things with Bitcoin around that, like Marathon had its like well documented instance of trying to like feather fork out transactions. That was interesting, the F2 pool thing last week. As you're developing this protocol, Stratum V2, which at its base layer is just trying to decentralize transactions even more so, how are you thinking about like the global game for censorship resistance?
I think actually Chun, the CEO of F2 pool, said it the perfect way. He said that we have to develop protocol level censorship resistance. And I think if I do a good job and my team does a good job in pushing SV2 forward and other pools adopt SV2 down the line, it's going to take some time, I'm sure, but I'm confident it will happen. Then that's the global play. The global play is to force the hand of pools to upgrade from SV1 to SV2 in order to have the censorship resistance in the protocol level in the global mining industry. That's why I'm coming out the gate, guns blazing, as they say. For me, it's not only because I love this industry and I know pools very well, but it's also because I want to help upgrade this very, very important and critical aspect of Bitcoin. I think the community will be, I'm hopeful that the community will support this effort of upgrading to SV2. So yeah, the plan is to essentially show, hey guys, SV2 is ready. It's protocol level censorship resistance. Why aren't you doing it?
Hells yeah. I love that. It's about time we have something like this in Bitcoin, right? I feel like we've had too many like silly things going on. So about time we got something like that. Okay, Alejandro, where can people find you and what you're working on? Where can people stay up to date? And where can people start pointing their hash rate to actually support your project?
Yes. So it's the pool is called Demand, and the website is dmnd.work. So demand.work. You can put up a...
I got show notes for you. Don't worry.
And yeah, it's going to be a solo pool in the beginning, but very soon we'll have the normal pool. If you're a solo miner and want to check out, or just a miner in general, and want to check out, want to throw a couple of machines and check out how the hash rate demand system works or the Strand V2 block template works, please go to our website. We'll have it very simple. You'll be able to compile straightforward procedure, and you'll be able to start working on your own block templates and seeing the features that I'm talking about. Now, it's going to be important for most miners to check it out. And yeah, it's a new paradigm. So get ready.
Love it. Alejandro, thank you for coming on the podcast. Looking forward to seeing this live. Talk soon.
Oh, thank you.